Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So this is not like another episode, okay? I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to dive right in. This is actually the final episode, okay? But this is not goodbye, okay? I just want you to know that. So here's what's happening, okay? With the future of, this show, what's happening with my future podcasting endeavors. So I am opening, opening a new chapter or opening, I should say, I'm starting a new book. So I'm closing this book. I'm ending this chapter, this podcasting chapter, and I'm going to be starting a new one. Now, let me tell you that this has been a long time coming. I started this journey back in 2015. Not this podcast per se, not the Craft Your Confidence podcast, but this podcast that you're listening to, like where you are listening to it, has been here since 2015. So if you are on your app, on your phone app, if you scroll back, you'll see that there's like well over 160 episodes, probably more than that, I think. And, I first started this journey, this podcast. I call it a journey because it's been, I've been through so many different iterations. You have seen me go from magazine editor, knitting magazine editor, influencer in the craft publishing space, mentoring, coaching designers, to moving on to confidence and mindset coaching, to now today, podcast coaching for life coaches. And now I am ready to roll up my sleeves and offer something specifically for life coaches, because that's the journey, or that's the chapter. I like to talk in chapters in books. I don't know why, but that's it. That's what's next. And it's going to be really exciting. So if you are a life coach and you have been listening to what I've been saying on this podcast, you kind of got some clues about where things are going, right? Because a lot of the stuff that I've been sharing and talking about is going to appear on this new podcast. And I will be teaching what's inside of my coaching program. So I have a coaching program that it keeps growing and, changing, but changing like based on all the amazing things that I'm doing with my clients. Like, it's growing. It's getting better and better and better. And so I will be teaching what's inside of my coaching program. So I have a 10-week program. It's called the Confident Podcaster Program, the Confident Podcaster 10-week podcast launch roadmap. Right, so I guide you every step of the way through your launch. And now I'm going to be bringing it all to this beautiful thing called a podcast. So I really hope that you'll stick around, because it's really going to be an exciting ride. I'm really doing something groundbreaking here too, because what I'm going to do and how I'm going to actually do this is that I'm going to publicly launch my new podcast using my own roadmap, using my program, the very program that I teach my clients. And so what that means is you get to be a fly on the wall. So let me tell you, this is like, I've been working with my own coach on this, and I feel super barfy about this. So you know that if you're a life coach, we use that phrase, we're in the barf club. Right? Maybe you learned that when you were in, you heard that, I should say, not learned it, right? Heard it in life coach training, right? It's the same thing, right? When we feel barfy, it's like, oh, wait a minute. That means I'm onto something that I really need to do. And that was it. It was like, you know what? This is what's calling me. You're calling me. This is something that I know you need. And so that's why I'm really certain about it. That's why I know that this is the right thing to do. And it does feel a little bit scary, because there is a part of me that has been wanting to keep it easy and just keep going with the current podcast and, you know, maybe go ahead and rebrand again and change things up again. But there's this deeper, stronger pull, this instinct that says, no, it's okay. You got this. You can do this. And you don't have to hustle. And it's not going to kill you. And it's going to be fun. Right? And at the same time, it's going to be a learning experience for all of us. It's going to be so like cathartic for me too, as a coach. And you get to watch me create a podcast. You get to see me launch a podcast. And it's also going to show me, like, and it's so, you know, the last time I created my own podcast was 2015. And so there's a part of me that's like, ah, it's my baby. But you know, it's the baby's like a teenager or almost like an adult. And it's like, I'm leaving. It's like the podcast is ready to move on. Like we're done here, right? Karma. The karma is done here. I remember when I lived in Florida, I had a teacher, meditation teacher, say that to me because I didn't want to leave. Like I wanted to, when I lived in Florida, I wanted to continue to take classes and I wanted to do it like online or correspondence. This was like years ago now. And so it was before the days of Zoom. And he says to me, no, your karma is done here in Florida. You have to go support the people in the new place that you're going to be living. And you need to be there for them and go to the meditation center and take classes there and get, you know, be friends with the other people in the Sangha, in the Dharma center. And that was like the best advice. And it's like that advice never left me. It's interesting. So I'm thinking about it again. And that's exactly what I need to do here. It's time. Like the karma is done for the Craft Your Confidence / the original Power Pearls podcast. It's been a beautiful ride, right? But it's time. This new experience is going to be beautiful for all of us. It's going to show me it's also going to show me how to make my coaching program even more amazing. Now, let me tell you, my coaching clients, and you want to hook up with any of them, have a conversation with any of them, they will all tell you that I over deliver for sure. I just had a client tell me that today. And I was like, oh, you know, that makes me feel like, you know what? That's why I want to show up to do the podcast. That's why I'm here to show up to coach my clients even harder, even more in a more exciting way. I shouldn't use the word harder, like coaching hard. It's not like that, but it's like that I am here to be your champion. And the thing that I say a lot on this podcast, and I'll be saying it in my new podcast, like if you are a coach or, you know, you're listening and you're, you know, you've been here for years, like everything I say applies, whether you're a coach, you're a knitwear designer, you're a graphic designer, you're a designer, you're a creative, you can start a podcast. And you get to be a coach, you get to be a teacher, you get to be a mentor, you get to be a teacher every single time you get behind the microphone. Isn't that incredible? Like, and I feel that conviction even more now that I'm a life coach and a podcast coach for coaches. That's a mouthful. I will forget because I didn't write this in my notes. I have some little notes in front of me. I want you to take a survey. So if you go to caragotwarner.com/podcast survey, then you can help me pick my new name. Isn't that cool? You get to be on the ground floor. So you can help me pick from a few different names and I'm going to share them with you here. So here are the names that are in the running. Okay. And I'm going to share from the top down, meaning the ones that I really think are like my instincts are saying, this is the name. And I'm not trying to be clever. I'm just trying to be memorable and create a name that will stick. Okay. And so here it is. The first name, that I came up with. The podcast Coach for Coaches podcast. The next one is The Confident Podcaster, which is the same name as my program. So I was thinking of adding The Confident Podcaster Roadmap. What do you think about that? I like that one. The next one is Podcasting with Purpose. And I might add to that Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. And then finally, Purposeful Podcasting for Life Coaches. So I would love to hear what you think. So please take my survey. Okay, so you guys, hang tight. More is coming. And in the meantime, while I'm, you know, working on behind the scenes stuff, because, you know, this is the last episode, but you're still, if you follow me over on Instagram, you're going to see like what I'm doing, like all the activity, you know, putting together my new episodes, you know, the branding, the vision, all of that stuff that I help my clients do, I'm going to be doing in real time. So if you join me on Instagram, so if you follow me there, you'll get all the play-by-play details about the new podcast, when I start the launch, why I'm doing this, all of those things. So follow me at The Podcast Launch Coach. Okay, that's my handle, The Podcast Launch Coach over on Instagram. And I am so excited that I get to connect with you over there until the new podcast happens. And so more details, I'm going to share those details. Like I said, I'll share them over there on Instagram, links, all the goodies, you know, all the things that you need to know, because there is going to be a big bash, a big podcast launchapalooza with prizes and giveaways. And you also have a chance to become one of my ambassadors on my launch team. Okay. And so that means that you get some like special goodies and prizes and, you know, maybe little pieces from my program. I don't know. I'm coming up with lots of things that are just like unbelievably irresistible for you. So again, join me over on Instagram. I'm at The Podcast Launch Coach. Okay. So you guys, this has been amazing. This is momentous. So the final episode, here it is. I'm so excited to have shared almost 8 years with you if you've been following along all this time and all the iterations that have happened. So take care. I send you so much love, and I will see you over on Instagram.